This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. K-State horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd says there are a number of insect pests to be keeping an eye on, including the boxwood leaf miner, aphids, asparagus beetles, and bagworms.
Yes, although we might be considered early, I would say look for the small bags on the plants. And if you see them, it's obviously probably warranted to make a treatment. But if not, just keep looking them once, twice a week. Just go out to look at your arborvitas or any plants that you have that are susceptible, just to ensure that if the bagworms are present, you're going to be ready to hit them with an insecticide. Or actually pull them off if they're small and just squish them.
Also, boxwood leaf miner is something that we might be on the lookout for?
Yeah, it's been an issue in April, Jeff, but the larvae are inside the leaf tissue. That's really harder to control. You can use maybe a systemic insecticide, prune out the heavily damaged areas and dispose of it. You might be able to use a material with a translaminar activity. What that means is that the material penetrates through the leaf tissue and gets in where the leaf miner larvae reside, and that might provide some mortality of the larva inside the leaf tissue. But if it's you see the blistering on the most of the upper side, it might be just easy to prune it out and dispose of it.
Aphids are a possibility as well?
Yes, this is the time of year, especially vegetable gardens and fruit trees. We see aphids, very gregarious, feed in large groups, basically at the terminal growth. So with the new spring flush of succulent growth coming on, that's the tissue that's going to be very susceptible to aphid feeding.
And they can do quite a bit of damage.
They can cause direct feeding damage, and they also can vector viruses. Aphids are probably one of the, not probably, they are the leading vector, insect vector viruses that are out there. They're really easy to take care of. You just take a high pressure water spray and just lodge them off of plants, and they will not come back in most cases because the physical damage in their mouth parts are broken. But they have high reproductive capacity, so that's why you have to be out there on top of it before they just explode, and then you'll see honeydew and black sooty mold on the plants. And that's not a really good situation.
Really no chemical treatment needed then?
Well, there are contact and systemics, but really the easiest thing at this point would be just a high-pressure water spray to dislodge them. Yeah, they're insecticidal soaps, horticultural oils are good contacts as long as you get thorough coverage of all plant parts and make frequent applications. There are systemic insecticides that we use for non-food crop plants like roses and those that'll protect your plants when, for example, the rose aphid starts feeding, it'll ingest a lethal concentration and subsequently be killed. But remember, systemics are applied before the aphids are present. So if you know you're going to get aphids on roses or another one of your plants, this is when you want to make your applications.
Another you mentioned to me was asparagus beetles.
Yeah, asparagus beetles will be out. Of course, the eggs are gray, the larvae emerge, and then you'll see, the adults will have the overwinter, so they'll be out there feeding. Just be out there looking on your asparagus for the beetles. You can hand pick them, small numbers or whatever, or spray some type of contact insecticide. But if the populations are low, I would just recommend hand picking and squishing them or putting into a bucket of soapy water.
Couple of other things, and maybe winged termites and winged ants as well?
Yeah, those are the reproductive swarmers. Got emails about the pictures of winged termites. It's really important to tell the difference. They look the same, but the antenna of the ant is bent. We call it geniculate. And the ant has a narrow area between the thorax and the abdomen, which is the second and third body regions of the insect. They have a very narrow constricted area where termites are pretty much the same from head, thorax, abdomen. They're about the same. Also, the wings of a winged termite are the same size, whereas those for ants, the forewings are larger than the hind wings. So it's important to identify them because the termites would be the most damaging destructors compared to ants. So identification is critical. If you have any questions, just call our business office there in Department of Entomology at Kansas State, and they'll find somebody to help you for identification of if it's an ant or if it's a termite.
And there's also some newsletters available?
Yeah, Jeff, we have our Extension Entomology newsletter, which comes out weekly or biweekly, depending on what type of activity is out there. And that covers horticultural pests, field crop pests, livestock, veterinary, pesticide applicator information. So you can just contact the business office and get a link to the website that comes out.
That's K-State horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd. For more information, you can also contact your local Extension office. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.